Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
An incredibly sad day for rugby league with the passing of Tommy Raddatikas this morning, a champion of our game. And I just thought this afternoon I'd go through and just share a couple of clips from a couple of podcasts and a couple of Fox League things that I found really interesting from Tommy. We've all heard, you know, the unbelievable stories, the cattle dog, all these sorts of things that will live forever in rugby league history. But Tommy also forgotten just how much of a fantastic footballer he was. A lot of people from older generations I talked to that talk about obviously how tough he was, how compromising he was, but also just how skillful he was. There's a couple of clips here I'm going to play for you. One is from the Matty Johns podcast last year where they were talking about game changers, and a lot of this clip is Paul Kent talking about Tommy Raddatikas. It only goes for 2 or 3 minutes, the first clip, and then the next bit is Tommy Raddatikas talking about a bit of his history growing up in Western Sydney and the us versus them mentality that Tommy always carried with him. Always loved an underdog mentality, and the passion he talks with is simply incredible. This first clip, though, Tommy Raddatikas is, of course, Paul Kent talking about the sort of halfback he was, and he's the sort of seven that you just don't see anymore. A fantastic footballer, a fantastic bloke, and a serious loss to our game.
The halfbacks, look, obviously, Matty, the typical halfback, I think, was Tommy Raddatikas, who's just tough, bit of a schemer, just busy, just got the ball, give me the ball. The one thing I think Tommy was probably, which set him apart from the other halfbacks of his era, Tommy had that ability when you're getting, his forwards are getting beaten up, Tommy would say, well, give me the ball and I'll get us going forward. And it sounds absurd now that you say that, right?
Yeah.
But that, Tommy, not many halfbacks, when their forwards are going backwards, have the ability to single-handedly turn that momentum around so their forwards are suddenly start to make some room. Yeah, we all talk about Joey, for example, who's able to do it. Ricky did it with his kicking.
Yep.
But Tommy used to just say, give me the ball, and he would run the ball. He would hit it up like a front rower, poke his head through the line, quick play the ball. Suddenly, things started to turn. Tommy was the most ferocious winner anybody's ever spoken about. He had this ability to just find the way to dominate his opponent. He played in an era when you went head to head with your opponent, and we all know the famous Steve Mortimer story, where Steve Mortimer finally replaces him as the New South Wales halfback pre-Origin days. So Turvey's a young kid coming through, feels great, goes to Queensland, gets into to share a room with Tommy because they're both the halfbacks, and puts his bags on the double bed. And Tommy walks in as the test half, sees the bag, Turvey's bags on the double bed, single bed next to it, picks him up, walks over, throws him out the four-story window. Says, now make me a f***ing cup of tea.
Yeah. Do you want one sugar or two? The other thing, too, is with Origin, we all should get down our hands and knees to Arthur and Tommy.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for those two guys, Origin wouldn't be going now, I don't reckon.
Yeah. Spot on, Block.
Our next clip comes from an interview that Vonnie Sampson did with the man himself, Tommy Raddatzker, a few years ago, and I found this one super interesting. Just talking about the way that our game and our culture has changed as well. He had a very strong belief in the underdog, the us versus them mentality, and Tommy points out that it's still evident in rugby league nowadays, in his opinion, and I just think it's sensational to get a look into this old school point of view that Tommy had. It's sensational to hear.
And I grew up with that. And I remember my brothers and sisters, if ever they got into trouble, in arguments or booze, I'd fight for them. And so I've always had that that will to win, you know, that up and go. And I think our people of society today are losing that. We're losing that. And but anyway.
Did you, were you treated like a migrant? Was your family treated like a migrant?
Well, I was brought up in Cowra. Not really, no, but they, but it's like anything else in this world. In the town, I was brought up in Cowra. Great town, great people. But still, in that town, there was us and there was them. I mean that, and it hasn't changed. Like Western Suburbs era, under the great Roy Masters. It was us and it was them. Manly, eastern suburbs, hasn't changed. Broncos, have a look at them now. Still the same. Us and them.
You're right, it rings true today.
It is, it rings true. Broncos get all the favours. All the top people get the favours. Not poor old western suburbs. I mean that sincerely.
You've always been fighting for the battler and fighting for the good fight.
And I'll always fight for the battler. You know, because I think the battler is hard done by.
What was Western Suburbs like in those days? Well, battlers?
They were battlers. Yeah. We had no money. But thank Christ, Roy Masters came to the scene. He changed things. He made us believe that we were downtrodden, that the rich were the rich, we were the poor. But there were some people in the team who had a little bit more intelligence. Some of the others, but Roy spoke to them, and mate, it was a great family, And when we used to play Manly and Eastern Suburbs, you talk about today, when we played East or Manly of a Sunday, they had to close the gates at 2:30 because they couldn't fit any more people in the ground. It was just packed with people. You couldn't move. And they loved it. They loved Western Suburbs, the battler. People used to get loud. Oh, wow. May we take the world on.
You did. You took the world on.
We took the world on. And I think, and if you can remember back to the day we played, who was it, down in Melbourne in that charity match, Manly. We bashed them. Completely. It was thuggery. But we bashed them. And, wow.
It was such a physical time and some of the iconic moments, I mean, the face slapping. Wow. Just to each and your own. That's to your own teammates. Is that getting you ready for what the contest is going to be?
That was heating your body up, getting right. But sometimes the players would get carried away. Les Boyd and somebody started fighting each other in the room. And we had to pull them apart. And,
you want the blood up.
But we wanted the blood up. And poor old Manly were next door listening to us. So they'd be shitting themselves. Fair dinkum. So
they didn't know what was going to come out of the dressing room.
They didn't have a clue.
You've played with some incredible men, hard men. You're one of them. Rugby league loves heroes and villains.
They do.
Celebrates them equally.
It doesn't change.
And it doesn't change. No, so which one are you? Are you the hero or are you the villain?
I was just Tom Raddatzker. I just went out and did what I had to do.
I think Tommy Rodriguez himself, he summed up his career and his life perfectly there. He was who he was, and he's a larger-than-figure life in rugby league that we're never going to be able to replace. No one is ever going to come close to be able to achieve and be the person that he was in our game. The game has moved away from the sort of person he was, but he will forever be a legend of our game and a guy that we will always look back on. And in 30, 40, 50 years' time, I have no doubt whatsoever that these amazing and hilarious stories about Tommy will be told time and time again. I know that my great-great-grandkids will see the tapes of Tommy Rodriguez slapping cheeks in the change rooms. They will hear the stories of Cattle Dog. They will see the images of Joey Johns getting in a fight and then knowing that Tommy Rodriguez at halftime sprayed him. State of Origin for me is a spot that Tommy has left his greatest legacy, though, for the whole Cattle Dog. You got to remember, Tommy played 22 games for New South Wales. He won 21 of them. Simply incredible. And it's through him that I think the memories of the Western Magpies, the Newtown Jets, these sort of clubs that are not in the first grade competition anymore, they will be remembered and immortalised forever. An absolute champion of our game, Tommy Rodriguez. Rest in peace, mate. My condolences go out to all of his friends and family. This entire game was Tommy's family at the end of the day. A champion fella. Rest in peace, legend.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.